got that dope. Count up the bands, sticking up. No rubber band is big enough. Tennis heavy, can pick it up. Came with the gang, myriad. I seen you with lyrics. Where's my root, mysterious? My whip from Fast and Furious. Curtains, we got on tears. I get the calms, period. Color the ice, Siberia. I'm at the top of the pyramid. Bitch, I'm a star, I'm serious. We gonna play serious. Came with the gang, I'm myriad. Came with the gang, I'm myriad. Came with the molecule. Sit up.
Welcome, everybody, to the Highly and Hideout. How are we doing? Everybody having a good time? How you doing, Shane?
I'm doing good, man. Doing wonderful. It's a glorious occasion.
Yeah, good old Jimmy is here, too, but he's just creeping. He's just being a stalker.
Yep. Just here.
He's just outside the window.
Jimmy, even though you might be at half mast today, it is still great to have you back on the show.
Yes,
it's great to have you back on your show.
It's great to have you back on your show. Yeah. So, Shane.
Yes,
this is another one of your little picks, right? And because it's one of your picks, did you do the required reading?
I mean, you know, I looked over it a little bit.
Did you watch the Uncharted movie? It's on Netflix.
I have not, but I did see that it was on there, and that was pretty. I'm definitely going
to
watch it.
We were supposed to do that. I already did it. I didn't even want to do it.
Wait, did you really text me about watching that?
No, I just assumed that you knew.
I was about to say, shit, I actually didn't know, but I am going to definitely watch the movie because as cheesy as it may sound, I kind of like Mark Wahlberg and Tom Holland. So now I didn't hear like the highest of applause from it, but you know.
Listen. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to stream it. No, I'm joking. We're going to watch it right now in silence and everyone's going to fucking do it. Okay, yeah, but that's actually kind of what we wanted to talk about today. This is your pick, so we're going to talk about video game movies. I mean, since you didn't see it, like, what is your opinion of video game movies overall?
Overall, I'd probably say for every two they get right, they get three wrong. Yeah. I mean, now that it's not really fair to say necessarily because it's not like the same people make every video game movie. But
that's very true. Yeah,
some of them. I'd say the majority, a small majority, definitely don't land. But with that being said, there are some that make up for the lost time on those.
Well, I mean, how deep would you say of a fan are you? Like, how many of these have you seen?
I mean, let's think. I mean, okay, we've talked about on here, obviously, the Silent Hill and Resident Evil. Which to me, I still think the Resident Evil movies.
I would say the gold standard.
Yeah, the first two were definitely pretty damn good to be video game movies. You know, like let's just like okay, my favorite time of the week to look up a list. No, I just want to kind of just to see because I'm sure there's plenty of them that I've seen that I just can't think of off the top of my head. But
yeah, I saw the Silent Hill movie was on the other day, bro. I almost stopped and watched it. It's that good, in my opinion. It's actually gold, too. It was one of the top ones, in my opinion.
This was the first one?
Yeah. They only made two.
Let's see. Okay, yeah. Wow. See, like, they got movies like the Assassin's Creed movie. Like, you know that movie.
I watched that. It was all right. It was what it was. This is back when Assassin's Creed was still going hard, too. So, I mean, this wasn't like Valhalla.
Right.
It wasn't like the people were hitting each other. And you saw numbers bouncing off their heads. Everybody was like in an RPG or something. It wasn't that bullcrap. This is, you know, classic Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Okay. See, like, now that I'm looking at it, I'm realizing that there's actually a lot more than you would just think.
Yeah.
Like the Minecraft movie. No.
Bro, like, okay. I looked it up. Is that just in development hell or something?
It's undoubtedly like got to be that, but it also is probably like nobody really cares enough to put money into that.
Yeah,
like they're probably wave. Still looking for investors.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys, it's still like no, bro. Let it go.
Okay, like let's put it like this. Okay, so okay. We all probably saw the the Tomb Raider movies, or at least one of them. Or you know,
yeah, and Angelina Jolie.
And those movies, well, I only saw the first one, but that movie to me was pretty good. Like, see, yeah. Look, I'm looking at this right here, this list of all the main ones that have all come out, and the Rotten Tomatoes score on almost all of these is just below 50.
Of course, bro. Not Rotten Tomatoes, whatever.
I know. I'm just saying, like, just for a basic thing. Like, okay, obviously we can get deeper into it, but Prince of Persia, that was a movie that I saw, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. That was actually, that was pretty good.
The movie itself was great. I don't know why the fuck Jake Gyllenhaal played, you know.
Hey, it was the times.
I thought about that too. I was like, that man. Yeah, but hey, at the time he was like that. He was like one of the main big actors. So
I mean, not only you look at it, he actually does kind of look like the main character from Prince of Persia. Anyways,
he does.
Yeah, he has that style. So that's why they went with him.
They made the Prince of Persia a white guy. I'm just.
It happens. I mean, Gyllenhaal is it? We can stretch that, right? Maybe. Hey, whatever, dude. You know, Super Mario Bros. They weren't Italian. Well, Luigi wasn't. I think he was like Latino or something.
It's been so long since I saw that movie, but see, I barely played the games. I barely played the Prince of Persia games. I played Prince of Persia 2 on the computer many years ago, and I played
just the first for the soundtrack.
One. The first one, and the first one was hard as shit to me. Like, I couldn't figure. I wasn't like aware. I was really young when that game came out, but. And I just couldn't get super into it, the first one, or the second one for that matter. But I remember the games were popular. I mean, because that's like a precursor to like God of War. For some reason, I don't know.
That's a precursor to Assassin's Creed.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Because I remember.
God of War.
Well, hear me out though, because I think maybe I thought because it was like it was so long ago when God of War came out, like it was like PlayStation exclusive. And then it was like, I don't know if they had like some of the same. I don't know why I think that there would be some correlation there because I'm going based off of something I was thinking when I was really young. I remember thinking that like God of War was like from the same people who made Prince of Persia. I don't know why though.
No, Prince of Persia original was like an Xbox exclusive game. I think the first
one. No. Prince of Persia was released on all systems, but it was meant to be a GameCube exclusive at the time. But they, the developers opted out of doing that with Nintendo, so they released on all consoles.
Well, the version I had says Xbox exclusive.
And which one is that? One or two?
The one.
Well, see the one I had on GameCube, it said only for GameCube too. So,
yo, so. I thought Prince of Persia was a PlayStation exclusive.
Nope.
Mm-mm. It's universally on all. It was universally on all the systems, and I don't think 2 and 3 went to GameCube. I think they went to Xbox and PlayStation.
And did they ever do the remake? I guess it's not going to be a thing. It's supposed to be remaking the Sands of Time.
It's coming out. Let me pull up my Steam and I'll tell you.
Yo, this shit says that the first Prince of Persia came out in 89.
Oh, where are you going? No. Hey, what are you
talking about? The damn Family Time game. Or the old system game.
The Sands of Time is basically like an expansion of that first old game. I think they maybe had like one or two of them, I think. But yeah, regardless, like, it was, movie-wise, it was okay. I didn't think it was bad at all. Like, it was straight. I think it kind of, they took his look from, I think, the second game, and then they kind of gave him that look. And it was kind of an amalgamation of, like, the first two games, I think. It was all right. It was a good adventure movie. Like, he did cool stunts and shit. That's all I wanted to see.
Yeah, I mean, and that's great. It was a cool. I remember seeing it in theaters. I remember.
I ain't go.
It was a pretty popular thing to talk about at the time. But nonetheless, moving on from that, you know, like I said, Tomb Raider movies, that franchise did well. Honestly, like Angelina Jolie was and always will be hot. So I'm pretty sure that's kind of you know, and the movies were had action too. I mean, it was badass. I mean,
it had a cool soundtrack too.
Probably incredibly cheesy to go back and watch now, but nonetheless, I remember they were like popular movies. It wasn't like you know, say, I don't even know, like of a game that or a game movie that would, say if a new Hitman movie came out, like people ain't checking for that. Like no one is checking for that.
They did have a new one come out, and you were right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, no. Like
it was, yeah. It's
very fair to say that the Lara Croft Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie, those movies were like blockbuster movies at the time.
They did have a remake of the first Tomb Raider. Well, the Tomb Raider, but it was more of the survival version of it. It came out in 2018. It was okay. I had to say I liked the one with Angelina better though.
Right, of course, and me too. And I didn't even see the other one. I didn't even see all the two that had I didn't see all of the two that with her in it. But going on beyond those movies, we know those movies are good. But then you also have like the string of films, like let's see, there's okay. Did you like we talked about the Hitman movie? But there was another Max Payne. I think they made like two Max Payne movies.
It was just one.
Yeah, and how did that land? Is it Mark Wahlberg?
I remember when I watched it. Yeah, Mark Wahlberg was in it. Yeah, I remember watching it and thinking it was okay. But that was about it. Yeah, like, I really wanted to like it, but it was just one of those things. It was like, all right, you know. I think video game movies all kind of fall into that same sort of, you know, okay-ish sort of spot. Like, they're not mind-blowing. You know, you got the Doom one. And the best part about like the Doom movie was that at the end of it, he kind of like shoots everybody in first person view. That was the most badass thing about it.
Yeah, it was actually crazy. I was going to get to that one in a minute because I wanted to talk about that specific thing. Just how they like that was such a big deal when that movie came out. I mean, of course, this was like the you know the around the beginning of The Rock becoming that guy, which is crazy when you think about how old that movie. That movie came out in 2005.
Yeah.
That's insane. But I actually didn't watch that movie until like within the past year and a half. And I was falling asleep and like woke back up whenever that shit happened when they went into first person mode. I was like, what the hell?
Holy shit, it's getting good now.
I was like, this is insanity.
Listen, I just remember. I remember that part of it. I remember the ending had like a badass Nine Inch Nails song. That was it. And like it plays off into like this The ending credits has like the dude shooting at the credits, and I was like, "Damn, they had some really cool ideas from it that like they implemented from the actual game." So I thought that's pretty good. Yeah, but you got Need for Speed. Oh my god! Yeah,
did you ever watch that?
No,
it had Kid Cudi in it,
and also had Jesse from
Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah, when they were trying to make him like the next big thing.
Yeah, and he just hasn't been.
He's a good actor. I don't know. It's just some people just don't make it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved his character, and he seems like a pretty cool dude in real life. But I'm just being honest, man. Like those movies, or anything I've seen him in. I saw a couple episodes of him in Westworld, like drag. I think he's just.
I ain't even watching Westworld.
That Need for Speed shit was corny. But it was cool because Kid Cudi was in it. Like this is like
you were like, hey, Kid Cudi, that's all that was.
Yeah,
Kid Cudi's here.
2014, I still cared. You know, like I still cared about Kid Cudi at that.
That's point. When everybody was still waiting on Man on the Moon 3.
Yeah, I mean, Kid Cudi was an actor, that which is crazy, or still is, I guess, technically. But
yeah, but I mean, it's like all right. So I remember Super Mario Bros. Movie. I like that.
It blew.
I don't give a damn. I don't give a fuck.
You know what though? I'm gonna be harping.
Yoshi was a real fucking like dinosaur in that bit.
I'm gonna be harping on that movie though. Whenever this new one comes out, because I'm not excited about that.
I don't know why in the hell they even thinking about bringing that back out. Dude, like, it's such a mind trip of an entire genre. Like they just need to leave that where it's at. Like it wouldn't make sense in a movie form. Like I think that's kind of what it. I think when it comes to a lot of like video game movies, one of the main issues is just the same issue that you would see for like anime movies. It's like some of the stuff is just so fantastical that like putting it to an actual movie would be ridiculous. It's stretching it.
Yeah, so unrealistic. Like, hardly relatable, which is kind of weird when you think about it.
Some stuff is actually better in video games. Like, I did enjoy, I think the one that everybody always goes to is being, like, one of the top gold standard ones is, I know a lot of people talk about Street Fighter, the original one, not the Legend of Chun-Li. And that's mainly because of, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme and that other guy who played his fucking band. What was that dude's name? Bison. Yeah.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I feel like most people just make fun of that movie.
They do, but I think a lot of people like... it's one of those things where it's like, either people really, really... They like it just to make fun of it, or some people actually like old dudes, Bison's, as an actor.
Yeah.
They're like, he really gave a good performance. I'm like, yeah. I just wanted to see Ryu and Ken fight. That was the most disappointing thing about it. I was like, Ryu and Ken were sidelined. I was like, I don't like that shit.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
I was like, I always thought that they were the main characters, but I guess not.
I don't know. It's just weird. I remember thinking it was weird. I don't know why, though. Like,
why isn't nobody shooting out fireballs?
Well, also, like, they
do it once.
They didn't look the way that I thought they would. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
They
didn't go as far as you wanted them to go, I think. That's kind of what it was.
Definitely.
Like, Jean-Claude Van Damme, he just looked like himself in every other movie that he was in during that time.
Yes.
Like, he didn't have Gao's, like, cold-blooded, flat-top, blonde hair.
Yeah, I think it took me becoming, like, a young adult before I even realized that's who Jean-Claude Van Damme was playing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because I was so young when I watched it. Like, oh, my God, looking at these pictures. They look pretty corny.
Yeah, they were trying to ride the fence. I mean, that was in the 90s, though.
Oh, this isn't even that fucking movie, I don't think.
What the hell? You done looked up porn over it.
I don't know. This is some shit. I don't know what this is. This might actually be it, but it doesn't matter. You can't see it, so it's not worth looking at, but it's funny looking. Yeah. I mean, but still, nonetheless, a lot of people have seen that movie.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people know that, you know.
See, I mean, like, back in the cut, that's all you really had, though. That's like when you had that weird, awkward time when for superhero movies,
uh-huh.
You know, like way back in, I think in like the 80s and the 70s, they had Captain America's and crap. And, you know, for us, it was like the 90s, you had the Daredevil and all that stuff. Whereas like if you were a nerd and you liked that sort of crap, that's all that you had. You know, it's like you loved it just because you didn't have a damn thing else to get.
Absolutely.
But I would say like now. Out of all of those, like Mortal Kombat, I think is always kind of seen as the apex. I would say even by today's standards, people still see Mortal Kombat as being like one of the top five video game movies.
That's
the 1990s version of it.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
But not the second one.
Yeah. The second one is probably closer to the bottom of the list.
Yeah. Because of all that bad CGI.
That I still haven't even seen it.
Dude, I loved it. I watched both of them back to back. And
is the plot good?
It's not that bad.
It is what it is. It's like it's literally a continuation off of the first one.
This one, yeah.
But they have Sonya gets replaced, and Johnny dies, right off the bat. Yeah, so it's characters get replaced, but for the most part, it's pretty much like the first one, except just horrible CGI. But at the time, I didn't give a damn. So I mean, it was what it was.
I mean, they was also working with what they had, so
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Are y'all talking about we're talking about the first one still?
Yeah. The second one, Annihilation.
Okay. What was the most recent one like?
People said it was okay.
I haven't seen the newest.
Yeah.
That's the one I was talking about. I remember watching the other two. I didn't never think much of them, but that's just because I'd never played Mortal Kombat as a kid. The only time I got to play was if I happened to play at your house, Alex.
Yeah, I mean,
I wasn't connected to the characters until later on in life.
Bro, it wasn't a story to be
one. I didn't realize that like Scorpion and fucking Sub-Zero were like the fucking gods and Raiden.
Yeah, but it's like with most fighting games, as we discussed before, you don't really get all that information. Not like the movie pretty much just expanded on all that crap. It was just cool to look at. But the newer one, I mean, I seen like maybe the start of it, and I don't know. I just didn't. It didn't click, and also they didn't have that badass soundtrack to it. So I was like, "Fuck this."
Hell yeah.
Like, it didn't grab me as soon as the damn movie started off. Like, the old Mortal Kombat had that song come in, and that was rap. But yeah, I think outside of that, though, they've had a few hits. Modern times, of course, you got, like, the Sonic movies. I watched both of those. Say. Those are pretty good.
The Sonic movie was fucking tight. Yeah. I actually don't remember. I haven't seen the second one, and I didn't watch that Detective Pikachu movie.
Sonic 2 was about the same. It said they, like, amp it up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen none of it.
Detective Pikachu was okay, but it's just like Ryan Reynolds, which was weird. Like, hearing Pikachu with the voice of Ryan Reynolds was odd, but I mean, it was kind of funny.
Everybody loved the Detective Pikachu movie. It got really great reviews.
Considered to be like the first really big, successful, I guess, video game movie within our time, I guess. Within like the last 10 years or so.
Yeah. Oh my God, they had on this list is that Rampage movie.
Yeah, I heard that was good, but I just didn't want to watch it. I was like, how in the hell are y'all going to stretch this out?
It wasn't bad. That was actually pretty good.
This is just like a linear explanation of a timeline of when each movie came out. It's not like a ranked thing. So some of them I'm just skipping over because they're really not, you know, you guys give a shit about the Warcraft movie?
I heard a lot of people did.
It looks like it did okay numbers.
Didn't know it was a Warcraft movie.
Yeah.
It got a 28 on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's high on this list.
Damn.
Of course, yeah, The Rock got 52 with Rampage.
Yeah, see, I remember that they made a Far Cry movie, which I think came on Sci-Fi. They made a Dead or Alive movie, which I also think came on Sci-Fi. I think a lot of these just came on Sci-Fi. No. Blood Rain movie.
You know, I think personally, we mentioned it a couple of times, but has anybody done it like Resident Evil? I mean, Resident Evil has just kept going, and now they're like starting a TV show or something.
Both of them bitches done.
let's just put it like this. I don't think there's going to be another Resident Evil movie anytime soon.
Yeah.
Not the way that they did it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I remember the Double Dragon movie. That's pretty good. But yeah, their whole entire Resident Evil franchise is Netflix has a hold of it, and so does Star. And they're just too busy trying to produce TV shows. And I've heard that fans don't love the one that Netflix did, but the fans are liking the one Stars did.
Yeah.
Sweet.
The one that they had did before Netflix was I would actually say it was closer to the game than the first one with Mila Jovovich in.
Yeah.
But it was just, I don't know. It was cheesy. I didn't watch it, but it's like just from the bits and parts that I've seen about it.
Yeah.
Everything just looked off. Like none of it looked correct. So I already knew it was going to piss people off right off the bat. And the newest one, some people were saying it takes place, I don't know, in some sort of fucking weird ass canon where maybe it's after, it's not a part of the Mila Jovovich films. It's actually after the movie or something.
Are you talking about the Welcome to Raccoon City one?
No, the newer one, the one that Netflix released.
Oh, the one about Whiskers Kids?
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
How random. What a crazy place to go with that IP.
And the thing is, that don't make no damn sense. We already know Wesker does have a son in the game, Jake.
Yeah, why the fuck do we give? Why do we care about Wesker's kids? Are they going to like tie that in somehow? Because that's crazy. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. To me, it just seemed like they were just throwing money at it. Like Netflix is, they be kind of tripping with their damn adaptations sometimes. Like the Resident Evil animated movie that they had was really good. That was cool.
Yeah, like the one with Leon. Else,
yeah,
yeah.
But like whenever they try to do live action for whatever reason, that should just be like, why did y'all do this? Like, it really makes it feel like they should be doing that shit with a tax write-off or something. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't understand that. Just, like, I guess they got there's money. There's so many better. Give us a movie or a show about, or a game about what Ada does. That would be entertaining.
Good point. Yeah, that actually would be cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Wesker's kids. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Wesker's children, Wesker's kids.
Dude, I would rather know what Ada was doing before she pulled up on the scene. or after shit.
Yeah, that would be something cool. But no, I mean, to answer your question, I think they had a good run in like the early 2000s, and I think the way they're kind of going about it now is like get the mascot characters. Like Sonic is kind of doing it; he's blowing it up. Pikachu's kind of doing it; he's blowing it up. They may make a Crash or something if they're going to keep in that direction. But it's like it seems like anytime they actually try to put actual human beings in it or something, it just doesn't work out all that well. I mean, maybe this Mario movie would do something, but I doubt it.
Everybody's going to diss on it because Chris Pratt is voicing Mario.
Apparently so. Yeah, I was like, what?
Okay. Like, apparently the internet is pissed off of Chris Pratt right now.
Certain sectors of the internet is pissed off. They've been pissed off at Chris Pratt.
Dude, why is Chris Pratt playing Mario?
Because apparently he did a really good job at trying out. He apparently got on
par. He does the Mario. Oh, he can do that.
How crazy is that, though?
There is one guy. He voices every single Mario character. So, yeah. And he's old. So, I think
that man, he won his last leg.
I was like, damn, I bet he is.
Yeah, bro. But I mean, outside of that, dude, I'm not, I don't know, dude. It's just, like, I think they're okay. Like, I know that they made a Monster Hunter 1, and that was also with Mila Jovovich.
Yeah, she
it was all right.
She jumped from franchise to franchise.
Yeah, bro.
But good for her. That's cool. Well,
you also got to realize who made the Resident Evil movies also made the Monster Hunter movies.
Yep.
Oh.
That's yeah, because better. It's because it's Capcom.
They probably have a great relationship, and that's good for her.
Damn, they're in Alone in the Dark movie too.
Especially if Resident Evil is about to have to take a sabbatical from making entertainment for a while and go back to making video games.
The games are still booming. It's just the movies and shit. Like whoever keeps fucking with that shit, they gotta leave it alone. But yeah, but I mean, like, I guess on to the latest one, which was Uncharted. I mean, some people say it was okay. Like, they said it was basically what you can expect from it.
Sonic 2 is the newest one.
People like Tom Holland, people like Mark Wahlberg. So, I mean, I haven't seen anything of it. I really don't fucking feel like watching it either.
Did you play those games?
Hell yeah, I played. And see, that's probably why I'm not going to watch them all.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's kind of like, Uncharted is already cinematic enough. I mean, it's literally like playing a fucking movie.
Yeah.
So to see that done as a movie is just kind of redundant. Weird.
Yeah.
It's redundant. Like, I don't, like, all right. Like, it would just make me want to play the game.
Yeah. It also makes me wonder how much of a correlation there is. You know, it's one thing out of all those movies that we've talked about, how many of them like directly correlate with the game well? You know, some of them probably don't, or some of them probably do too much, and it probably like makes the movie not as good.
Good point. I can't say that any of them do.
Like, I could tell you a couple that actually follow the games pretty well, and they got really shitty ratings.
Yeah,
I mean, the ratings is always going to be trash. So
the Double Dragon, which came out in 1994, about the two brothers, followed it pretty down to the T. The Tekken movie followed it down to the T.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, well, let's see.
The Tekken Pikachu took the games and pretty much balled it up into one big story, which kind of followed them down pretty well.
Yeah, because I think that's kind of like what the best that they can really do with that type of shit, right? Like when it comes to stuff like Double Dragon and stuff like Detective Pikachu and stuff, it's like all they can really do is just mix everything together and then kind of like expand on it.
Well, see, Double Dragon actually followed it down to the T from the first game about the two brothers and how they got the medallions and how they had to go back and stop the evil guy. I followed it down to a T. It's been a while since I've seen it or played the games, but
you know,
it did it down to the T.
So, yeah, I mean, but like Double Dragon is an old,
94
like, that's an old ass game. Like, yeah, my point being is that there isn't really much. You see what I'm saying? Like, there isn't really much to the story anyway. Like, it's easy to make a game based upon something like that because it's like it's just bit for bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, it ain't nothing too complex.
Yeah, this Tekken movie looks like shit, bro.
Dude, fuck you.
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Surprisingly
hey,
so.
Hey, this shit got rated a zero on fucking
Tomatoes. What, bro,
the Prince of Persia movie was it followed the story almost down to a T for certain parts through it.
Yeah.
So I mean,
there was a dude.
He figured out the dagger can reverse time and shit. So I mean, they're doing their best with.
It's like they can take the overarching plot and the themes of it and kind of add it. I say Assassin's Creed kind of did the same thing. It was like the dude, he was in the Animus, living the life of his ancestors. Like they all kind of had they followed the themes fairly well. But it's like the problem is actually when you get too complex. That's the issue. You know what I'm saying? Because like Assassin's Creed has a fairly complex story. I would say Mortal Kombat has fairly complex lore. You know, a lot of these, once you get into getting in like the crust of it, then it kind of goes off the rails. Because it's like, what the hell are you going to do? Like make an entire, 10 movies? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with like, y'all remember, what was it? Final Fantasy? Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within.
Is that the movie before Advent Children?
Yeah.
Advent
Children went hard.
I don't remember seeing
Advent
Children. No, I forgot about Advent Children.
That Final Fantasy movie had actually nothing really to do with.
None at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one that came out with Final Fantasy VII Advent Children to connect.
Yeah. Basically, sequel to VII. Yeah. Oh, yep. House of the Dead. I mean, that was cool. It was pretty much just a fucking zombie movie.
You know, we talk about this, you know, we've had this conversation about having this conversation in the past, but it's crazy how many more games would be if we took movies that they made into games. Because that shit has happened before too. Like Spider-Man, The Matrix, those games, like those were movie franchises that they turned into games. Like we didn't even cover that on the list that we were just looking at. They just took games that they turned into movies.
There was another, and this is like probably more random, but there was another movie called Werewolves Within that was based on the game. And it was funny. Like, I don't know. You seen it, James?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Right. It was pretty good. It was dumb as hell, but it's like, the game, I looked it up. I was like, this was a damn game, but it was like some little weird Ubisoft game, but it was kind of like a Clue thing, and this dude's in a small town trying to figure out who's the werewolf. It's more of like a dark comedy thing. But yeah, but anyway, on to what Shane was saying. Yeah, you do have video games that are adapted for movies. Like, yeah, the first three Spider-Man games based off of the Tobey Maguire films.
Dude, this list goes so far on because you go back as far as like the old Lion King games, the Aladdin games.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I mean, what? You almost could say Kingdom Hearts.
No, but in a weird way. Yeah, sometimes it's like a bit for bit recreation of the whatever Disney movie, and sometimes it's like a sequel.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about that, though. Square said, fuck no.
Yeah.
Dude, what they doing?
No, so there was actually supposed to be a Kingdom Hearts cartoon coming out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Disney and Square couldn't they couldn't agree on it. And then that's the reason why it got scrapped the first time when Kingdom Hearts became popular back in 2004.
Yeah.
2003, something like that. And now there's supposed to be another one coming out, and I think they're arguing over whether it'd be live action or cartoon.
Yeah. You had sent it to me. I was like, I hope not. Because, I mean, it goes back to what I was saying. It's the complexities. Like, Kingdom Hearts is over 10 years. Like, damn near 20. Like, we're talking about that long, all that lore, all that story thrown into what? Like, I get why they do the things that they do, right? You know, they're trying to just make a bunch of money. You know, they're trying to take something that's popular and say, we're going to make this into a film franchise. But see, the issue is that, like, they either can't find the right actors, usually the special effects don't line up correctly, and then most importantly, they try to like fit everything together in one little tight knit ball, and that's not going to work for Kingdom Hearts.
Dude, listen, I do not want them to Americanize Kingdom Hearts.
They definitely would.
But think about this, dude. That could be Disney's version of the MCU, bro.
The only thing
is Kingdom Hearts.
The only thing that if they're going to do anything to Kingdom Hearts, their best bet would be to make it into an anime.
Well, see, my thing is, you know how we got the black cover thing?
Yeah.
There we go. That's what they need to do.
Dude, Disney's next big massive thing that's going to take over the market is going to be a Game of Thrones type, like MCU type shit, but it's going to be Kingdom Hearts, and it's going to be the biggest shit that there can possibly be on Disney Plus. You know how sick that would be?
See, the problem with school with Kingdom Hearts is that, like I said, it's that lore and that story. If anything, maybe they need to just expand on something, maybe turn an anime into something, maybe make an anime about Xehanort, and maybe make an anime about Sora's mom or something, you know, something that like the gamers don't really know about, but have always had questions about. But it's like to just do a bit for bit of the actual series ain't going to work.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about they're not trying to please gamers anymore. They would take that and turn it.
They do whenever they usually do make these movies, and that's always one of the things I've always kind of been confused about. Like whenever they try to make these movies that are based on video games, they don't really think about the damn gamers. Like the gamers is that's the initial group, right? You know, they think, all right, these people are fans. Maybe we can get these people to kind of care about it. But see, they're usually thinking about the general audience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of like, well, what happened with the Halo Paramount series that everybody was talking about and got mean to hell and back?
I was going
to
say, apparently it was dog shit.
Or any of the Halos that are live action.
Yeah. I still stand by this. Like, the only one that was good was Halo Legends.
Because that was all animated.
Yeah. And then because they expanded. Like, once again, because they expanded on shit. They talked about something that was, you know, that most people didn't know about. But yeah, I don't know, dude. It's just... Yeah, it's kind of the same crap that happens with animes. Like, it's just certain things just should not be adapted. And I think the longer that the series is, the less of a chance that it has of actually being good. Like, when they did, like, the Rurouni Kenshin, I heard that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. The Rurouni Kenshin movies are pretty good. You know why? Because they're simple to adapt. It's a period of time movie, and that's Japan, so of course that's easy.
Yeah, there ain't no crazy ass special effects. You're gonna worry about nobody like throwing spirit bombs at each other and no kind of crap like that. Like, we all seen what happened with Dragon Ball Evolution.
I'm not gonna lie, never seen that movie.
I saw it. I thought it was
trash. I've seen bits and pieces of it. Let's put it like that, and I'm just like, nah.
It's fun, I guess. You want to get drunk and laugh at it or something. It's like you see what they're doing with it, but it was weird. It was definitely strange. But yeah, overall, I don't know. I think Hollywood's going to keep doing what they're going to do. You know, they're going to keep trying to make money off of this crap as much as they possibly can. And like, I think if they approach it more like they kind of did with Detective Pikachu and Sonic and stuff, they may have a better chance of, you know, breaking some new ground with this stuff.
Yeah, maybe so.
So, any other words, Jack?
Yeah, I mean, it was... I think that overall, most of the games kind of suck, but they...
when you say most, what are you talking about, like, the games that are based on movies?
Yes, the original conversation. No, the movies that are based off games.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Mortal Kombat Conquest.
Ooh.
That movie. That was terrible.
I want to know how bad the Far Cry movie was. I bet it was some chody shit.
Chody? They were just playing Papa Roach the whole time.
Yeah, like
I think. I saw it. It came on sci-fi, and I didn't know what the hell it was. I was just like, isn't this based on the game? And I kind of watched it, and I was like, all right. Well, because, I mean, each Far Cry is different in of its own vein. So, I mean, it's simple enough to make, but... Like, I don't know. Like, without pissing anybody off, I would say, can Far Cry kind of be seen as a B movie video game?
I mean, yeah.
Never played them.
I mean, some dude on an island gets lost, has to survive by killing people.
Going Rambo style.
Yeah.
There's like a million and one. He's got to stab people with knives.
Yeah.
Make his own guns. Yeah. Definitely.
Watch Predator.
Like, pretty much the same thing.
I think I'd rather take a shit.
Wow.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, but
sorry.
Oh, go ahead, dude.
I don't really hate the fact that the Far Cry game exists. Like, I don't know. Did you guys ever play the game Postal?
Yeah. No. I never played, but I know what it is.
That game was crazy.
One of the most banned games.
Yeah, it was wild. I didn't play it much, but James Herod used to play it a lot.
So I guarantee the only reason that they made a movie about it is because it was popular, for a short amount of time. It was popular.
Pretty much what it is. You're gonna walk into a place, you know, the saying going postal.
Yeah,
that's what it's about. You just run around shooting up a town and shooting people.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's like, but the thing about it is that like they made movies about that. Like there was that old fucking Michael Douglas movie called Falling. I think it was like Falling Down or something. But a dude who lost his job and just went great.
Yeah. It might also have something to do, like, you know, video games, people have said for forever that it causes people to want to kill people and be violent and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's like when they made Postal, they definitely made Postal with that in mind. They definitely did that shit just thinking about, you know, just trying to get people's attention.
I mean, this movie must have been sold on a really small scale because it made so much less money than anything else on here.
Makes sense.
Yeah, the Far Cry movie didn't make very much either. Both of them made under $1 million, whereas even Max Payne made $85 million, which is crazy.
The Max Payne movie looked cool. It's like, and this is at the time like Mark Wahlberg was like, I wouldn't say at his peak, but he was like a big, well-known actor at this fucking point. So,
yo, did they put out two Resident? Oh, never mind. They had Resident Evil Retribution and Silent Hill Revelation came out in the same year.
Well, Retribution, that's the animated films which actually follow the show. I mean, the games.
Oh.
They follow the aftermath of the games.
Yeah. Fucking, what was it? Because I had watched all the bitches off like last time.
Those movies make bank, dude.
Yeah. You should watch crazy. That. Like, if you actually think that like the Milla Jovovich movies go hard, they go hard. But like the animated films, they're amazing. But it's like, if you don't have any real connection to the video game, well, you're not gonna know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, and I gotta really care about it.
Not only that, they brought all the voice actors from the games into it too.
Yeah,
so it made everybody more want to watch it because they're already familiar with the characters.
Dang, Sonic the Hedgehog and Uncharted both made $401 million in the box office. That is insane. That is so much money. It makes you wonder how much it actually costs to make something like that. Like, what was the profit, the return on that?
Probably not as much as they wanted to be, but close enough.
You know what's stupid to me? Pikachu and Rampage both made $30 million more than that, the number I just said.
Well, you do know why, right?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds and The Rock.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's crazy, though.
Like, but it's also because Detective Pikachu was just kind of like a thing. Like, it was his own sort of thing.
You also got to understand that Pokemon is, for the last 5 years, have been at its at its peak, and it keeps just peaking and peaking and peaking because all the new games are coming out.
Yeah.
And people are going back and they're collecting the old games, the old movies, and stuff like that. So
yeah, they don't lose at this point.
Pokemon has became a whole new like cult of its own.
Yeah,
and good.
Like I said, Rampage is the Rock pretty much just across the board. But it's like I would say for
Rampage is also another monster movie. And in this day and age, monster movies haven't been as blossom and as popular
because there's too many of them.
Well, I mean, there's actually haven't been that many
here lately. It's pretty much you just got like the Godzilla movies.
Yeah.
And that's about it. So yeah, it was a pretty good alternative to it. Because I've seen all them bitches, they go hard. But it's like besides that, it was probably Pacific Rim. Mm-hmm. And those, and they only had like two of those movies, so.
And they adapted that into an anime for Netflix as well.
Oh, what the fuck.
I want to say there was another movie that came out like around the same time as Rampage, which made it me not as interested in seeing it. Maybe the Kong movie? Is that possible?
Some of Kong Skull Island.
I don't know. Maybe not, though. I don't know. I thought there was something else that came out around the same time. And I was like, these are almost like very similar movies. But I could be wrong.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I think the reason why they kind of got above like Uncharted, Sonic, well, the first Sonic, at least, it pissed people off before they saw it. Like, there was an issue with the way that he was designed, and people were like, oh my God, this is going to be fucking terrible. And then the movie came out, and people were like, okay, they tried to appease the fans or whatever. Oh, for Uncharted, go ahead.
For Sonic, it was, yes, I know they liked the way Sonic looked, so the developers had to delay it and then turn around and redo him.
Make him look more accurate to the character.
But some people said, if they would have left the old character design, the movie still would have been great.
I disagree. because I guess the movie itself was good. Like, Sonic was a good character, funny and everything else, but it's like, I already know that just would have nagged people. Like, just the way he looked. So it was nice to see that, you know, for once, and this is right around the time when you had, like, every, you know, video game developers and directors was kind of like F the fans for everything. So it was, I guess it was kind of nice for fans to kind of get somebody in their park, you know, at least saying that, hey, we hear you. We're going to try to fix it. There's still some entitlement issues with that, but still it's nice to hear. Like I said, and for Uncharted, it's just, like I said, it's Uncharted. It's like for the people who were probably like me, who more than likely wanted to see, the dude from Firefly.
Nolan North.
Yeah, who wanted to see that version of it, like that movie, because I remember there was a short that came out.
Wait, I'm sorry, Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember there was a short that came out on YouTube?
Yeah.
3-4 years back. Yeah, and it was kind of like, I think everybody wanted to see that version of Uncharted, and they just never did anything with it. Well, I guess I think like the movie itself, or this movie itself, ended up like fucking it up or something.
Well, maybe, you know, this is a young Nathan. So maybe the next one we'll get to see Nathan Fillion return.
No, they ain't going to take it away from Tom.
I doubt it.
They ain't going to take it away from Tom, bro. Because how old is Tom Holland? Like, what, mid-20s, 25, 26 or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. So it's, he can't, like, damn, like, he's not even as old as Nathan Drake was in the first game. Like, Nathan Drake was 27 or 28. And plus, he just looks younger than he is any damn way. Like, regardless. It's like I said, I don't hate the guy. Like, I think it was a good idea, but that's kind of the issue. I think that's one of the reasons why I probably didn't make as much money as to take the Pikachu or whatever. Because it's just, you have people like me who just kind of like, I'm not going to watch it. Like, I don't care, you know, who's playing it. I'm not going to watch it. Nathan Fillion should have been the person, yada, yada.
Well, how bad do you think Universal is going to screw up this Gears of War film?
Are you serious?
They just need to get Dave Bautista to be Marcus, and I'll be okay with it.
Yeah?
He is a... He.
Alex is like, you've got to be kidding me.
No, trust me. Dave Bautista is a dedicated fan of the Gears of War. He's played all the games. He's read all the books. He's really great for Marcus. I've seen some of his...
Talking about the wrestler?
The guy from Guardian of the Galaxy.
Yeah, he looks like.
Yeah. Yeah, he would be perfect for Marcus. And I think you've had this conversation before, but he knows everything about the franchise and about the characters, and I think he'd be perfect for Marcus. The other ones, I don't know.
The fact that he wants to be in it makes it so much better. Like that, that would be so cool.
We'll see people like that, you know, like Henry Cavill, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
You know, he got Superman. He knew all about Superman. Well, he got The Witcher. He knows all about The Witcher because he's a geek. He sits down and he pretty much
That's awesome.
He just sits down and plays video games and reads the books and knows the lore because that's what he enjoys besides acting. So
how cool.
People like that can go into a role knowing it and conquer it pretty well.
Yeah, it's like at least you know as the actor gives a shit about it.
Right. Yeah. It makes it cooler. I mean, at least and for their sake too. It's like they get to actually act in something that they're interested in.
Man, but see, I don't even know how they gonna deal with that though, bro. Cause see, I mean, Gears of War, especially like the first game, and I guess, you know, recently the latest one, AM4, you know, they ride that line of like horror and action. Like,
yeah, incredibly well. I think Universal could pull it off, but I think they would have to stick more to the horror aspect of the movie.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it's time for war, you know, like have that nice transition to where they got to fight it out.
Yeah.
I think they could do it.
Thank you.
Who do you think should direct it?
I don't know. Anyway, load up and let's go.
What? Oh.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm kind of
fine.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, all right, guys. That was this episode.
All right, hold on. Before we leave, got a few announcements.
Okay.
If that's okay with y'all.
Yeah, go ahead.
Please, by all means.
So I had to take a little break. The whole entire being mentally tired, mentally stressed out. So I took a little break. At the end of September, we'll be doing the big celebration stream.
Yeah.
Where we'll be doing the giveaway. The sponsor's still down to do this. So we'll be doing that. But in the next couple podcasts, we'll be having some more guests because Xander's got a couple topics that he wants to get everybody on. So be on the lookout for that. And another thing is, if you haven't done it, make sure you go and you share this podcast everywhere with everyone, especially the last couple episodes that I wasn't here for. Y'all check those out. They did a great job. And not only that, be on the lookout for some new YouTube content. So, peace.
Yeah. All right, guys, that is the end of this episode. And have a good night.
People around me still the same. We just wanna party, 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 yeah. We rowdy, it will never change. Count up the bands, sticking up. No rubber band, speaking up. Chain is so heavy, can pick it up. Came with the gang, yeah, yeah. I see you.